Menachas Daf Ayin, and the shiur is sponsored in memory of Reb Chaim Yechiel ben Yaakov Rotman, Hashem Yikom Damam, whose yard site is this week. Again, Reb Chaim Yechiel ben Yaakov Rotman, Hashem Yikom Damam, whose yard site is today. We thank them for the sponsorship. Boi Rabba, let's start at the last line on Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis. So we are still discussing issues. Remember, the perek is about inyanim of Karban HaOmer, and we'll get back to that, Bezus Hashem, with the next Mishnah a little later on. But we, along the way, we have all the different permutations of questions relating to plantings and what happens before the Omer, after the Omer, as the last Mishnah we had discussed. What is the halacha regarding the Omer and the Shtei Halachim? So yesterday we got into some unusual questions. What about Chitim Sheyardu Ba'avim, Chitim that came through the clouds, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what that means. And we got into Rishimim Ben Pazi's question about what happens if there was a replanting. Right, that's what we're talking about now, a replanting. He had asked Rishimim Ben Pazi if a Shibola Sheviya Shlish, it grew a little bit. If it grew a lot, if somebody has a whole wheat that grew and they cut it, so then the Omer is matur that. There's no Shaila. Right. If it only grew a little bit, that it wasn't really grown yet, that's what Rashi pointed out on yesterday's daf, then it's not going to be matur, it's not significant enough. But what if it grew sheviyashlish, and then I pulled it out, and then Omer was matur, and then I put it back in? Shasala acharshlish. So is the heter gone, or not only is the heter gone, what is the halacha of the gidulin? And that was his shayla of baser ikar azlinan or baser tosef azlinan. Is baser, the gidulin also mutter? And just like, if this was out of the ground, it's not gonna grow, but if it was out of the ground, it's mutter, so too that is expanded, or baser tosef azlinan, that was the shayla. We try to bring a raya from a case of Arla and non-Arla, and we wanted to say, well, maybe that was the Shaila. The Shaila was whether we only say this L'chumra or we also say this L'kula. That was the question that we ended off with no answer given. So now we have a related issue. Says the Gemara Ba'i Rabba, according to our Girsa, or as the Bach often changes the Ba'i Rabbas to Ba'i Rava. Lenin Meiser Mai. What about a replanting regarding Meisris? Right, what is that shaila? My hechi dami, what's the case? Kigon da amdinu the asrinhu. What does that mean? Amdinu, I took meiser ba'omed, estimation. Why did I do that? I'm supposed to take meiseris with exact. Meiser is, right, eser. A truma, it doesn't have the shir daraisa. Chita achas pederis is a kri. And Chazal, no, 140th, 150th, 160th. But Meiseris is supposed to be exact. So what happens here? Maybe, as Rashi explains, I wanted to replant this. So if I take off the chaff and I take off the whole outside, I'm not going to be able to replant it. So I left it in its husk, so it's a little harder to figure out exactly how much it is. So I estimated. I estimated how much the Meiseris are going to be. So Dam Dinu Vasrinu. Right, Rashi says, Katsar Shibolin Harbe Velo Dashan. I did not thresh it. Right, the Malacha of Disha, which is very halacha lamaisa, very many examples of Disha in Hilcha Shabbos. Doesn't only have to be threshing in the field. There's a lot of examples of Disha regarding halacha lamaisa cases of Hilcha Shabbos. But either way, what happened? So I didn't do Disha here, so it's still in its husk. And I put it, and I was ma'aser, and I take some of this chulin that is already mutter now, and I replant it. Right, that's the parallel to the Gemara that we just had. Da'amdinu v'yasrinu v'tshatlinu v'hosifa lehu, and then it grew more. So the question is, imtim salomar, so it's chulin that I put back, similar to what we asked before about the shibolas, that the omer muttered it. So the question there was, is what comes out of it also mutter from the omer? So here, what about meiser? Imtim salomar, if we said that in Rishim and Pazi's question, lo azlin and basar ikr, if we say that you don't go after the ikr, and even though the ikr was already chulin misukanin, but what grows is going to be chayiv in maisris, but tosef is boi surei, and the tosef is going to need to be maiser, it's going to be tevel, ikr mai. So the Gemara here asks a little slightly different question, according to Rashi and the other Rishonim. Does the ikr now lose its status as mutter and it becomes usur again? Not exactly the same as before. Before it was, does the gidulin follow the halacha of the ikr? Here, you know for sure, if you assume that lo azlin and basar ikr, the gidulin are going to be chayiv, the question is, do I have to give meiser now from the whole amount, including the ikr that I put into the ground? right? When I take off the maestris again, which again is going to have to be exact, that's the question. So Amalei Abaya, Maishna Mikol Chiti Visari Da Alma. What about every time you plant? How do you plant wheat and barley? You take seeds that are chulin and you put it in, and you always have to take off chumas and maestros from everything. You don't have to deduct the size of the seeds that you put in. So why is this different than any case? Right? And that's why, right? Because it's usur, the Rambam writes in Ilchas Maestros, that it's usur to be zorea tevel. Right? So that's why the Gemara assumes for sure that when we have a regular case of planting, it is a case where you're planting chulin. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Maaser in Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, the Rambam says there that you're not allowed to plant, right? You could assume that everything that's planted is going to be mutters. That's why the Gemara assumes that, I'm sorry, Vav Gimel, not Yud Gimel, Vav Gimel. Ein mechapin v'tevel, ve'ein zarin es atevel. V'yafilu peros shalo nigmara malachton, aser lizra mehen at she'yaser. Not allowed to plant them. Maybe somebody's going to take it out beforehand, but not allowed to use. So the Gemara asks here, every case of planting wheat and barley is always going to be. So why don't we ask that about a general case? Why this unusual case? We already took it off the miser and then you're replanting it. So Amalei, so says the Gemara, Dover shezaro kala lomi boili. In a regular case of planting the seeds, I'm not asking that because they're the Iker, the principle that you put in that disintegrates before it grows. So it doesn't exist. So there's no Shiloh. When you plant a regular seed in, the botanists will tell us that it totally disintegrates before it regrows, which many of the Bali Musar talk about in terms of life. Often, in order to rebuild, we have to be mevatel ourselves, and we have to break, right, the... isn't there a Kutzker that says there's nothing as whole to Hashem as a broken heart, right? That the more once we have a lev shavur, so then we could get close. Sometimes we have to go down in order to come up. Kina falti kamti. You have to totally be destroyed and broken, right? But malkam shabali tshuva om din ein tzadik and geburim yichol lam ucham. Right? It's all the same the same idea, right? Davar shezara kolas. The Gemara says where the ikar totally disintegrates like a regular seed. So, of course, there's nothing to talk about. Lo mi ba'ili. Elaki kami ba'ili davar she'ein zaro kala. The only question is, by an ear of grain that stays in the ground. Here, you're taking a whole stalk, and I'm putting it into the ground. So it's not going to totally disintegrate. So, that's the shiloh. Does the item, does the stalk that I already took maisers from and I put back in the ground now, is that something that has to be re-misered? Does it turn back to tevel? That's the question. So the Gemara answers, Tifsho Lemeha. Let's prove it from the following. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Litra Batzel, Shetiknu Vizaro. What about, you have an onion that you were misakein to plant. Tikno. What is tikno, Rashi? She'isro vizaro. Same case, right? You already took off viscers from an onion and you put it back in. So that's a case of ein zaro kala, because we assume the bulb of the onion, it just grows from the bulb, right? So it's going to be there. So what does it say? Misasalafikulo. Kulo, you have to be ma'aser even on the litra rishona. So you see, you have to be ma'aser even though it's ein zaro kala, as it counts as part of the quantity that you have to take ma'aser from. So Gemara says, maybe there's a difference. Hasam hainu zriyaso. There it's normal. There it's normal. That's how you plant onions. You put the bulb in. So maybe there the halacha is that it's known that this becomes tevel again, because this is how it's planted always, and this is what you're supposed to do. Ha'chalav hainu zriyaso. Here, this is not normal, right? It's not normal to take a whole, you put seeds in. You're not supposed to take a whole stalk that you didn't do disha to put it back in. So that's why that is still an unanswered question. Would you have to do maestros again from what you put back in? Good. Just ha'ara, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, as we know, in the first parak, where does it talk about in Yoni Zra'im in Pirkei Avos? Not too often, but in the first parak it does. First parak in Pirkei Avos, in the 16th Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Asei lecha rav v'histalek min asafek. Right, get yourself a Rebbe. Right, we have a different Mishnah of Asei lecha rav v'kedei lecha chaver. But here in this Mishnah, Asei lecha rav v'histalek min asafek v'altar be la'aser amados. Right, get yourself a Rebbe, and don't put yourself into a case of Suffolk. V'yaltarbe la'aser amados. So what is the connection? Many mefarshim on Pirkei Avos not only talk about each phrase, but they try to figure out the connection between the phrases. So here, if you look in Rav Avadia Yosef's commentary of Anaf Eitz Avos on Pirkei Avos, he discusses what's the connection between having a Rebbe and not getting into a taste of Safek, and Al Tarbel Asar Amados. Don't be marbet. Don't give more Maisa than you have to give. Give exact. Al Tarbel Asar Amados. Right here. Amdinu Vasrinu. So let's say he did the right thing, but this is just what you did. So says Rav Avadia, Klomar, Kishem Shahat Toreim Maiser Me'umad, Eino Nisal Menakal Kala. If you only estimate your Maisers, you're definitely going to be messed up. In one way or the other. Why? Shem Pochis, Masha Roy Law says, if you gave less then 1/10, so then Maisros of Misukanim, Varashoy HaLevi Lechol Mehem. Right? The Levi got Maiser. He just didn't get enough Maiser. So what he got, he could eat, because it's, let's say, less than 1/10, Achar Afarsha Shumas Maiser, Sheila Kohen, via Peres Mukul Kalim, Sheishbeb Tarov, it's been a Maiser. Right? But your Chulin is not Misukan yet because you didn't take off enough. You still have Maiser. It's still Tevel. See, if you gave too little, so then the Levi's okay with what he eats, but the Yisrael's messed up. V'yim tad if Yosef Masharoi Law says that if you give more than what you're supposed to do, right, you give 1/9 instead of 1/10. So Peirosa Misukanim, then you're okay with your Chulin, U'maisrosa Mikukalin. Your Miser is Mikukalin, because you only allowed to eat, Miser is Miser, Eser. So anything more in there is also still Tevel. Still Tevel, because it's not Chulin Misukanim. You didn't have in mind that the Miser should be Misakin this, so should Tevel Mu'urabohan. That's not what Rashi said back on Daf Nun Dalet, and that's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Maisros, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalet. So did I read that? The Rambam in Aleph Yudalet quotes this Mishnah in Pirkei Avo, says the Rambam, Ein Ma'asrin Ba'omad Ela B'mida O B'mishkal O B'minyan. That to be exact. Mida, Mishkal, and Minyan. Right, we discussed a couple of days ago, if you remember, Truma doesn't need to be so exact. Trumas Maisr, that was the Machlokas Tanoim. About whether you could give that bim umad. Is that closer to Truma or is that closer to Meiser? Truma is Meiser. You give the Truma from the Meiser. But the Rambam says in Hilchis Meiser that you're not allowed to give Meiser but umad el b'mida b'mishkol b'minyan. V'chol medaktek b'shir mishubach. If you're medaktek with the shir of Meiser, that is praiseworthy, says the Rambam. V'yamar b'meisros peirosav mikukalin shaharei hatevel mu'urav bahen u'peirosav misukanim. Right, exactly how the Rav Avadia quotes this Rambam. That is the halacha. You're supposed to give exact, right? They're going back to halacha aleph in Ilchas Maisros. Acher shemafrishin truma gedola. Bischus that we're osik in these halachas, we should be zochet to fulfill them on a daraisa level. Acher shemafrishin truma gedola. Mafrish echad mi'asara min hanishar. You have to take off 1/10 from what's left. V'zeu anikra maiserishon ubone amarki es maiser v'dei zol sheirim al Hashem v'gomer. V'maiser azel u'levim zecharim unikevos. This goes to men and women. Leviim shenemar or the bnei Levi in anasati kol ma'aser b'Yisrael anachla. Ma'aserishon mutar b'achilu li'Yisrael. As we know, ma'aserishon is not like truma. If Yisrael eats truma, it's b'isav de shemayim. Ma'aserishon, once truma's ma'aser is taken out, so then technically it is mutar for Yisrael. Right? That is why bisman hazeh. Technically, one doesn't have to give ma'aserishon to the Levi. We don't know who the Levi is or for sure, but one can give. Umutar lachlo betuma she'im b'kdusha klal v'chol makom, you can eat it anywhere and in any state. Uminayin shemayse rishon chulin sh'ne'amar v'nechshav lachem shumaschem k'dagam min agoran v'chamaleya min ha'yakev. Magoran v'yakev chulin l'chol davar afmayse rishon sh'nila chumaso chulin l'chol davar. And they're always allowed to give it to anyone. It says, and it goes through all the details of what to do and how to do it. There is a historical issue. Again, when the Leviim didn't come back, then Ezra was gozer, and he took it away from them. Okay, not for now, but that's that's Meiser. So, getting back to Rav Avadia, that is the general halacha. It should be exact. Lekach lo nachon lehistalik min asafek al de sheyasa lechumra. So says Rav Avadia, usually if you have a safek, just go lechumra. Safek the rice of lechumra, no problem. Here you can't do that. Because any chumra is going to be a kula. Right, that's why al tarbe la asra amados. You just get don't just be marbe. El yivara adavar al piel ras chacham. Shari hamachmer la maisa ki yachid b'makam rabbi mahadrina nuvda bein b'sid araisa bein b'sid rabbanan. In this case, is a problem, and it's just being machmir is not good, and that's the connection to the Mishnah, right? Because the Mishnah says get yourself a Rebbe and don't have any sveikas, don't just be machmir. Right, that's the hemshech of the Mishnah. Asel charav is to get yourself a Rebbe to tell you exactly how to do it. V'yisalik min asafik v'altar balaser umados. Don't think you just be machmir and that would solve the problem. Right, one has to make sure that one does exactly what he's supposed to do. Remember, being machmir is not always the answer. Often chumrah is asi liday kula. Again, it's easy to be machmir. That's the Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, where Rashi says, explaining koach de hetera adif. Rashi says, even if I'm not sure of the halacha, I can be machmir. Right? That's not a chiddush. Right? To be makel takes someone who knows the halacha. Right, and that's why being machmir, A, it does not always reflect the truth, and right, that's the al-ta'aser bal-aser umadas. We've quoted in the past the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, right, it's printed in the Machzorah right after Tefillah Zakah. And there, we are misvade in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us out. Eis asher timeita tiharti, eis asher tiharta timeisi, eis asher chiyavta patar. I've mixed everything up. You said Tome, I said Tar. You said Chayev, I said Pater. And then we also add in, Ve'es asher hechmarta hekalti. Ve'es asher hekalta hechmarti. We dafka say that, as if there's a separate category of appropriate chumras and kulas when it comes to the world of halacha. Separate from halacha of Tome and Tar, there are appropriate chumras, there are appropriate kulas. But many chumras often bring with it kulas. Right, and therefore, one has to be very careful. This is an example of that. I'm going to be machmir, but one can't be machmir in a case where it's going to bring a kula, right? That's important. Then he quotes a story, which he often quotes humorous stories in his commentary here of Anafei Tzavos, and I'll just leave it, and then we'll get back to the Gemara. He says, quotes a story from Reb Mordechai Benet. Mordechai Benet, he once had to go to Ma'ayanot HaRefuah. He had to go to the springs of Carlsbad. The shaman, he met a reform rabbi from a certain city. And they start talking, and he says, yeah, he decides everything in all halachic questions. He decides, and he realizes that he doesn't know anything. So he asks him, what do you do when they come to you to ask a shayla filchas shreifas? Right? He said, what do you do? You don't know anything. So the Rav, in quote, says, I need no ilahachraf misafek. I'm just machmir. In this area, he's machmir, I guess. He just says everything is straif. Amar Mordechai, he says, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story. There was once a Jew who was in a small kfar far from Frankfurt, and he had a lot of chickens. And every time he had a shayla, he used to send it to the far away. And when he finds a shayla, Hayakafri rotemet susov and osela Frankfurt l'shola tamar da asra v'de laharos used to schlep go alach l'maisa. One time somebody walked into the city and he was not a learned person. He was an amaretz, and the person who owned the chickens, and he sees what he's doing. He says, "What are you going so far for? I have an easy way to do it." The pasuk says in the Torah, "Basar basay the treifa lo sochelo lakel tashlichenu so." Throw all treifas to the dog. So this is what I've always done. You throw it to the dog. If the dog eats it, you know it's treif. Right? That if the dog doesn't eat it, so then you know it's kosher, you can eat it. He's like, okay, great, I don't have to schlep, that's great. So that's what he did for a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks later, he goes to the, goes back to Frankfurt, and he says, he goes to Frankfurt, he sees the Rav's like, I haven't seen you in a long time. He says, yeah, he says, I had a different, way of, it. He said, what happened? He said, the dog, he says, yeah, the dog is very, very machmir. Right? He says, I can't take his psakim, he's very machmir, I came back to you. So the Rav Mordechai Benet says, "Amev and Yavin," right? If you're just always being machmir, it doesn't mean that. Anyway, okay, that's what the story that he quotes says. The Gemara now, good. So we didn't answer the question because the Batzel wasn't a good precedent. So Amalei Rav Chanina Bar Minyomi Labaya, continuing. Atzit she'eno nakamahu, right? Very issues of Azuraim we have here. What about an atzit she'eno nakiv? A flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom of it. So we know generally that's considered in the world of Durabanan, right? An atzit's nakuv, if it's in a flower pot that has a hole in it, even if the roots aren't connected to the ground, that might be called even more than an atzit's nakuv. It's nishrash in the ground. Even if it's just air, if I have an open air pot on the bottom, right? There's no break between the ground and the pot. That's an atzitz nakuv. But it's an atzitz eino nakuv. So the question that we're asking at first is, according to Rashi, can you be ma'aser from one atzitz she'eino nakuv to another atzitz she'eino nakuv? Right, this is going to lead into the real question. Meaning from one durabanan obligated pot to another. So Gemara says, ilo nakuv, halo nakuv. What's the shayla? Of course you'd be able to. If the bo chayiv durabanan, then no problem. So Gemara says, so he asked, so Abaye says, maybe this is what you meant to ask. Dilma chazar v'nikro kamrit is what you meant to ask if you then made a nekev, meaning it grew mostly when it did not have a hole, and then you made a hole. So now you have some of the growth. The original growth was only chayav derabanan, and now the further growth is going to be chayav daraisa. And the question is, are you able to be ma'aser just taking a piece of this? So there you'd be ma'aser menachayev ala patur, menapatur ala chayev. It's one chibur, it's one plant, right? Similar to what we are just talking about the growths that come out of it. Could you be ma'aser to the original one's need? So the Gemara says, maybe that's not exactly the same though. Hacha chadas riyahi, ichbure hu dekamachabra va'ola. Here it's one growth. It's one growth. It grew and now continues to grow. Hastam shteiz riyas denu. Earlier, something grew, you took it out, now you're putting it back in, now it's going to grow more. That again, it might not be the same halacha. Right? It's different. Rashi. Chadas riyahi, viachshav kishenikba, hi mascheles lahashrish. Right, once you made the hole, now it's continuing. The Hashrasha. Aval gabi baya derava shteiz riyos hein. The shivoles. Hilkach, itzrich lele miboy. Again, it's still a question, and therefore, it's not an exact parallel. Good, boy Rava, next question. Shibola shemercha bekri vishasla. Again, a shibola, the stalk that had meruach. Meruach means now it's chayiv in maestros, right? Up until meruach, so then you're allowed to eat arai. It doesn't have a shame tevel right away. Well, we've spoken about that also. Does it not have a shame tevel yet? Or does it have a shame tevel, but you're allowed to eat it? For medayik and the lashon, the lashon of the Gemara elsewhere is tevel is not chayiv in blank. So it sounds like it had. There's a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Trumos, which sounds like, no, it has a shame tevel right away. It's just that it's tevel that you're allowed to eat. Lumdus, we might have said, no, it doesn't get a shame tevel until later. So that's how most Rishonim just use that terminology. So shibol shemercha b'kri. So it was had meruach, and therefore it has a shame tevel. V'shasla, now I replant it. V'kara ala shame b'mechubar. And then I'm mafrish, trumas and maestros, and this is part of my truma, what I put back into the ground. So mahu, does that work? Rashi, mi hav ye truma olo. Is that called truma? Why? Kiven de mercha, tavla la. Since I already did meruach, it became tevel, kikara la shame kachala. And right, when I call, do a kriya shame, now it becomes truma. Or Dilma, Kivan the Shasla, Pakale Tivlamine. Or do I say once I replanted it, it is no longer Tevel? It's no longer Tevel. Right? That's the Gemara's question. Right? The Gemara's asking now about what grows from it also. The Mefarshim wonder why he didn't just ask it about Stam Tevel. Right? Does it lose its, it's asking, could you make this into Truma? Why don't you ask, does it lose its shape Tevel? What if you retake it out of the ground? Right? So the Ola Shlomo here discusses that. He quotes that the Dvar Avram, also the Kavna Rav, asked this, right? He says, why did the Gemara, and he deals with this problem. Why did the Gemara ask it Stam about, does it lose the shame Tevel? Now, can you make it Truma? Okay, when you take it out again. But either way, the Gemara asked it from the second stage. The Gemara says, Amrile Rabbanan La Abaya, Im Kemat, Sinu Truma Bim Mechuba Lakarka. What, if it works, then you're Lamaisa going to be saying that there could be Truma Bim Mechuba, Vitznan, and we learned, Lo Matsinu Truma Bim Mechuba Lakarka. We learn you can never have truma b'mechubar. So of course it's not going to work. Question mark. You see on the side, the Mesoras HaShas notes, we don't know where this Mishnah is. V'tanan, we learned in the Mishnah that you never find truma b'mechubar. L'kotzer daiti, lo yadati litzayin mekomo. Halavai, we should have his kotzer das. But he says, he knows Shas. It's not mefurish anywhere. L'kotzer daiti, lo yadati litzayin mekomo, but Mishnah oba b'raisa, she mefurish davar zeh. Right, where do we have this? That lo matzinu, Truma b'mechuba l'karka. Rashi does not comment, really, just quotes it. So the Mefarshim try to figure out exactly where the source for this is. The Karen Ora has a suggestion that maybe it's based on the implicit Mishnah, right? He says, Lonis Barmaka Mishnah Braisazu. He says the first Mishnah, the first parak in Trumos, quotes a Mishnah, Ein Tarmin mi mechubar al hatalush. The Mishnah says there. You can't be Torim mi mechubar antolish. And Tosfos Kiddushin and Daf Samach Beis quotes, Why? Not because lo avi taima mishum delo nigmar malachto to avitalish avi truma achlo nigmar malachto ela mikra yafinon to be mechubar lo chal sheim truma filu b'diavad. So Tosfos in Kiddushin and Daf Samach Beis quotes a sifri mimenu v'lomen amechubar, but it's explaining the Mishnah in Perak Aleph Halacha Mishnah Hey of interman amechubar latalish. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is referring to. The Gemara is referring to that Mishnah because the basis for that Mishnah is this halacha. So the Mishnah just says it in a hidden way a little bit, but maybe that's the suggestion. And there are other suggestions as well. But either way, let's continue for a second. So the Gemara says, what's the shiloh? Of course it's not going to be truma. You can't have truma ben mechubar. So Amar Leh, so he answers him, no. Kitanya, does it say that you can't have truma ben mechubar? Leni nichuve misa v'chomesh. Regarding misa v'chomesh, that can't be truma b'mechubar. Why? Meaning, if a czar eats truma b'mezid misa, and if he eats a chogeg, he has to pay for it, and he has to pay chomesh. So that's where there's no iser b'mechubar. Why? Not because of fundamental adrusha, it sounds like. It's just because it's impossible. Why? Because how are you going to eat it? When you eat it, it's no longer attached. Correct? So the talish v'achil, if I first detached it, I detached the truma and I ate a talishu. So that's not an issue of truma b'mechubar. It's no longer mechubar. It's talish if I picked it. And if I bent down and just took a bite of it when it is still attached, but ladaito, it's a kol adam. So then that's not called a maisa achila. But ladaito, people don't eat just biting off an apple that's growing on the tree. It's not called a maisa achila in order to be chayev misa for truma. So then it has to be a normal act of eating. Right? Rashi, v'igachin v'achila kishaisa mechuberes baladaito is a kol adam v'lo have achila, and it's not called an achila, and therefore you're not going to be chayev. So says the Gemara, that might be limited. Truma mechuber is only limited to those cases of achila, but in terms of its being tevel and being a chaloshim truma, that question is still open. The Rambam does write; he has a scenario in Hilchas Trumos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chavav. Halacha Chavav, Trumas Yud Aleph Chavav. The Rambam here says, what if a replanted case? Shibolis Shahisa B'toch HaKri Umara HaKri Kulo Yidid Meiruach Hare Osa HaShibolis Tevel. Right? If you did Meiruach, even if there's one stalk in there you haven't threshed yet, usually you thresh it before you do Meiruach. If you haven't threshed it yet, it's Tevel, because even though it's still in its stalks and its husks, it's still Tevel. Hol V'nimrucha B'toch HaKri Truma. So what happens if I then replanted it and put it back in the ground and I made it truma? Harezu Suffik truma. Our Gemara has the question. The Rambam says it's Suffik truma. Hoel vizara shema paracha tevel mimena. Right? Maybe once I planted it, it is no longer tevel. V'naasis keperos sha'adayin lo nigmaru. All of a sudden, it's as if meiruach wasn't done to it. That's the Gemara Shaila. Avalam asa osa truma kodem sheyizraena harezu truma. The Rambam says the Shaila is only if you put it in the ground and then you made it truma. The Shaila is there a chaloshe truma when it is mechubar? But the case the Gemara does not talk about. What if you call it truma and then you put it into the ground? The Rambam says it stays truma. The Rambam says the only Shaila is if it's in the ground and then you make it truma. But meaning is the shame tevel lost when it's in the ground, but the shame truma, says the Rambam, is not. Avalam asa osa truma kodem sheyizraena harezu truma. At least at the time, I shouldn't say whether it's taken, but it's a different case. Lefichach im talash mimena viachal. So therefore, if you were tolesh, sounds like it reattached itself because he's talking about tolesh. So the Rambam says if it was tevel and then you put it in the ground and then you called it truma, that's suffik truma. But if you called it truma and then you put it into the ground and now detached it, that's vaday truma. Avalam also sa truma kodem sheyizraena harezu truma. Lefichach im talash bimena viachal emezel chayev misa b'shogi mishalam ezachomesh v'im gachan viachal b'piv min ha'aretz baladaito ezekal adam shein derech achilas b'yadam makach lefichach patem min ha'misa min ha'chomesh im haya shogi. And the Ravid, interestingly, the Ravid always has a comment. All the Ravid always, generally, 99% of the time, has an arguing comment. Sometimes you don't know what he's arguing on. Here, the Ravid just says, Menaches Perek Rabbi Yishmael. That's all he says. What's he trying to say? the Nosei Kelim try to figure out, is he arguing? Is he comment? The Raavan never just quotes a makar to back up the Rambam. Maybe he's saying that, look at Menachos, it doesn't say that in Menachos. That's a good question. The Mefarshim try to figure out exactly what the Raavan is driving at. Good. But either way, there is something else to talk about. The Gemara says clearly here that if I eat something from the ground, batla daiti, that's not called a maisa achila. So there, that is problematic with Rashi. Which Rashi? Rashi in Sukkah Lamed Zayin. Rashi in Sukkah Lamed Zayin, the Gemara there discusses, am I allowed to smell things that are growing on Shabbos, that are still attached? So the Gemara is bachalik between smelling fruit and smelling flowers. Right, the Gemara says, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, I'm allowed to smell flowers that are growing on Shabbos because there's no gzera shem yiksar, because I could smell it now just like I could smell it then. There's no reason, there's no chash that I might come to rip it off. Hadas b'mechubar mutter lahariach bo. Esrog b'mechubar asur lahariach bo. But if it's an esrog, a fruit that's attached, if it smells good, I'm allowed to smell it. Why? Because what's the ultimate purpose of a fruit? Picking it and eating it. So I'm worried if I smell it, I might come to pick it. My time, ahadas lahariach koi, ahadas, which is meant to smell, isharis le lo asil migzei. I'm not going to come to cut it. Esrog de lachila koi, isharis le asil migzei. But an esrog, I might come to cut. So reading the Gemara, okay, how might I have interpreted the Gemara? An esrog, I might come to cut. I'm smelling it, so I might rip it off. That's how you could have said. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, maybe because he wants to say, it's like, so, you know, what the gzeira is. Asa l'ariechbo. He says, you're not allowed to smell it when it's a fruit. Why? Let me just find the line. Ki sharis lei, klomar, af agav, de sharis lei l'ariech, lo asi l'mitzlash. Tabim mechuber nami meirech lei shaper, veinu tar biksi sasu yishev yitzlashenu. Aval esrog, de l'achila koi, ki morach lei minshi, vitalish v'achilei. When you smell it, you're going to forget. V'af im ochlo b'mechubar. And even if you eat it while it's still attached, ein lecha tolesh gadol mizeh. There's no greater act of tlisha than doing that. It sounds like, according to Rashi, that would be an issa daraisa. Right? Where gozer mishum that case, that you might come and cut it off and bite it off through your forgetting. The Aruch Laner there in Maseches Sukkah says, Rashi is against this Gemara in Menachos. Right, Rashi is against his Gemara. The Gemara says beferus, that if I bite something, so that is not considered a maisa achila for the isra of achilas truma. There, it's called a maisa achila for Shabbos. So what's the difference? Ksas kasha, says the Aruch Laner. B'menachas dafai mashbet to ochel b'mechubar lo mikri talosh. Right, barisi kvar psugizu, lakshu za Rashi. So he quotes from the Yad David, lechalek, you'd have to be mechalek maybe between the requirements for achilas truma and the requirements for Shabbos. For truma, it's not normal eating, but maybe for Shabbos is different, right? Ben achila the truma the Shabbos the vade ain derech achila b'kachavi b'kavachem. And in Shabbos tlisha mikri, maybe it's not a maisa achila, but it's a maisa tlisha. Remember the context in Sukkah: you don't need an eating; all you need is a cutting. Is this a normal cutting? So maybe it's enough if somebody bites the fruit off of the tree, it's enough to be called a normal cutting, even though it's not a normal eating. People don't eat things directly. It's still a chiddush, because you might say, no, people don't cut things from the ground either, right, with their mouth. They cut things with the scissors. They cut things with a cutting instrument. So it's still difficult to say that that is a maisa tlisha in the normal way. There are other suggestions given by some of the other achronim. The Bechor Shor mentions k'shanu donim legabi meleches tlisha chasuba tlisha bepet tlisha kadarka. Chayav lav shogi similar. It quotes from the another answer. It says maybe the Maharal Diskin writes it in Tshuva. So maybe the Gemara here is talking about a case where shahaochem and mechubar chasuba achilaso shalok kadarka upatra le bedubar baofan shebala baoda pri bemechubar. When you ate it, it's in your mouth while it's still mechubar. That's unusual. Only when it's in your mouth, you close your mouth, then it gets detached. Maybe Rashi's talking about a case, no, you just took a bite. You took a bite, before it went down, it's already tolish. So maybe that's what's normal. Okay, either way, so that's an important Rashi relating to our sugya here. The Aglital also talks about this Rashi, but we will continue. Good. Let's continue, says the Gemara. Umayshno. So what did we just say? We asked that, you know, if something's mechubar, then for sure it's not going to be considered a maisa achila for the Isser of Truma. Says the Gemara, Umayshno be the kasav, a pinkas of the ilfa. Why is that different than what's written in the pinkas of ilfa? Ilfa, Tainus Chafalaf, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Right, the story of Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan when they left Yeshiva, but Ilfa comes up every once in a while in Shas. So what's written in the Pinkas of Ilfa? Beitzei Nevelas Ha'ofa Tahar. What happens if you have a Nevelas Ha'ofa Tahar? The Nevela of a kosher bird, we know that is unique in the world of Tumah V'Tahara. It only makes you Tame as you eat it. Right, it's Tame B'Bei Sabliya. So Nevelas Ha'ofa Tahar. That's if I eat some of the Nevela itself. What about the eggs of a Nevela of Tahar? So what happens if as it died, it was in the process of laying eggs? So some of the eggs are still inside the bird, and some of the eggs are outside the bird. Miksasan bachutsu miksasan bifnim. So mi bifnim, so it says in the Pinkas that if one eats the eggs inside, which Rashi says, how do you eat the eggs inside, right? When you take them out, you take them out. No, you put your head inside the cavity of the bird, and you ate. Right? Unusual case. But if you did that, and it's still, that's mechubar, that's still in the bird. So, but what does it say? Mi bifnim etamin begadim beis abliya. That's considered, you makes you tame. Makes you tame, betam begadim beis abliya. Mi bachutz ein betam begadim beis abliya. But the ones outside, not. What's the question? You see, that's called an achila, right? Because metame begadim beis abliya is only, if you eat the nevela, and these eggs that are inside are still called the nevela. So you see, so what's the problem with eating the, having a maisa machila b'mechubar? We're comparing mechubar to the ground and mechubar to the bird. We're comparing those two. And that's exactly, what the Gemara says. Talish avidi ichida achli achi. That's not so unusual, the bird case. That's not so unusual. I guess everything is relative. B'mechubar lo avidi ichida achli. If it's mamish attached to the ground, right? You might have asked us that it's more probable that somebody will bite into a fruit than eat an egg inside a dead bird. Okay, but either way, that's the Gemara in terms of its relative nature. This Gemara, though, plays a role in the question of the Achronim. Reb Chaim, Reb Yosef Engel, they all discuss, how do we look at Tumas Beis Ablia? That unique Tumah, it's only Tame when it's going down my throat. Is that a Tumas Achila, as we just said? It's a unique Tumah. It has no parallel. It has no model. It's a Tumah of eating. Is that how we're supposed to look at it? Or maybe it's just a fancy Tumas Maga. Right? Usually Tumas Maga, if any part of my body touches something Tumah. Here, it's only if the inside of my throat touches it. It has to be Maga, the inside of my throat. Right? Which is it? So there are 10 different Gemaras on each side of this question. Right? It's the first Mishnah in Maseches Taharos. But if you look at Reb Chaim in he deals with this question. And he says, Bal Karchach, without going into the Rayas, he quotes based on the Rambam. Quotes on the Rambam, Shvamina Dasa Rambam, the Tumasa, Eina Tumas Achila, Rak Tumas Makom. He thinks it's to the latter. It's a Tumas Maga in that spot. Dekenu Agzeres HaKasav, Benevelas Oftar, Shem Haisa B'makom Beis Ablia, Shumakom Maisa Achila, Mitama. Avalo de etzemais achila hu mitama. It's not that the etzemais achila. Right, he says this because the Rambam leaves out, I think, the requirement of achilas pras. Right, the Rambam, in Paragim alach aleph, in the Avos HaTumah. I'll just read the Rambam. Nevelas ha'ofa tahor mitame min ha'torah. Mipi ha'shmu alam, du shizesh enamar v'chol ha'nefesh ha'tokal nevela, eina medabra ela, ba'ocha nevelas ha'ofa tahor bilvad. Ketzad hi etumasa, eina mitame lo b'maga, Velo b'masa, velo kashi b'soch ha'peh, ela b'soch beis ha'bliya. Not even in the mouth, only in the throat, as it's going down. Sh'ne'emar v'chol nefesh ha'shatochal eina metama, ela kashi b'beis ha'nefesh. V'zeh sh'ne'emar tochal lo se shir l'tum'asa, kishir achila, shehu kizayis. Right? And that's the din, that it needs a kizayis. Good. So he says, then the Reb Chaim asks, why does the Rambam leave out the halacha that it's mitztaref bechdei achilas pras? And that's how he goes into his issue, that it's a din of the makam of achilam and not the achila itself. Right? That's the way he formulates it. If you look in Reb Yosef Engel, he also has this chakira in the first piece in the Asvin Daraisa, where he says, Hasafik asher eskarti, tumas nevelas of tar, timetabe sablia, imitam achila o mitam maga. Same type of formulation as Reb Chaim. Yesh l'nir zayti muchach mikam aduchti dirach mitam achila. So he goes on the other direction, right? What's his first raya? He quotes here about 15 rayas. His first raya, Shas Menachas Daf Ayin. That's his first one. You save the best for the, not the best, for last, for, or for first. His first piece. He says, Menachas Daf Ayin. He quotes this question, and then he says, Umuchach Datuma Humitam Achila. Right? What's the whole Gemara Shaila? Is this called an Achila or not? Sof naga nevelas of tahar bebeis ablia, right? Val karchach the rak hashem achila mitam uhu. Val karchach kimi do avidi inchi daachli hachi havi shelo kilachar yad velo chashiv kilach shelo kederach achila so velo chashiv achila. Val kein shaper roy shei tahar. Right? That's how he reads the Gemara. Right? And the Gemara doesn't seem to reject that. The Gemara says, you see, it's an achila, and it's more of an achila than by the truma case. So that's his first raya. That's his strongest raya that it is called that. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Tavyomi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, Hazorea Kilayim Ba'atzeh She'ino Nakiv. What's wrong on the topic of Atzeh She'ino Nakiv? If somebody plants Kilayim in an Atzeh She'ino Nakiv, right? Aser is still Aser Durabanan. So Barabaya, what are you telling me? That we know that from 10 other places that Atzeh She'ino Nakiv is Aser Durabanan. Bishlama Yeshminan Lokemakas Mardus Midurabanan Shaper. Are you telling me that you're going to get punished for that? Is that your Chiddush? So then I understand what you're telling me. Fine. Ella Aser Maika Mashwan Midurabanan Habizriya Tanina. We know it from a Mishnah. Tara Mishino Nakiv Ala Nakiv. If you took from something that's Chayav Durabanan and you had in mind something that's Chayav Daraisa, Truma. Okay, it's called Truma, but it didn't Pater Yachser V'Yishrom because it's Pater Mitzad the item that's chayav daraisa, it didn't have any effect. So truma v'yasav yishrom. So it must be that you're telling me that the chiddush is that you're going to get makas mardus, right? Makas mardus itself is a big topic. It's rabbinic lashes. So we would obviously assume that rabbinic lashes aren't as chamor as Torah lashes. But there are some sources that seem to say, and the Rambam's lashing in one place. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz says. Where's my Rambam here? The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz here. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz u'matzah, Asru chachamim lachol matzah v'erev Pesach. We know this is the Rabbanan. Ti matzah v'erev Pesach, kidei shiye heker lachilasa v'erev. U'mishachal matzah v'erev Pesach, magras v'magas mardus. Ad sheteitse nafsho. Right, that lashon appears in various sources. So that's pretty unusual. Ad sheteitse nafsho. Because we know by Malkus d'oraisa, it's exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. We bring him to a doctor before he gets Malkus so that he doesn't die from the Malkus. Right? And if he only can handle 4 Malkus, that's all he's gonna get. Right? So, it's unusual. And that's what, there's a truth of the Rashba about this and others. It could be that because there's differences between the two. Malkus d'Araisa, that's a punishment. So to speak. It's a punishment, but to make him not do it again. But often, Malkus Mardus is a situation where somebody shouldn't be doing something. And by giving him Malkus, we're going to prevent him. And he keeps arguing, so we, right, Makanoso, he's not building a sukkah. Makanoso, he's not repaying a loan, right, in Ksubas Pevav. Right, so here too, if somebody's mean, stop eating, we want him to stop. But there are discussions of it could be even worse. Does it have to be the same type? It has to be 13, 13, 39. Big discussions about that. Okay. Vayter says the next Mishnah. Next Yisod in the Omer. Hakita Vasar Vakusman Vashibola Shua Vashifon. The 5 grains. So the 5 grains appear in a Mishnah in Challah. They appear in a Mishnah in Psachim. And they appear in the Mishnah here in Menachas. So the 5 grains, Hare'ilu Chayav in Mechallah. So these are the ones that are Chayav in Challah. U'mitztarfim ze'im ze'. And it's mitztarev, they are mitztarev to each other in order to combine for the shear of challah. V'yasurin, why is it here? Because of the next line. V'yasurin b'chadash, so we'll read it as our girsa. Some on the side, flip it. V'yasurin b'chadash milifnei ha-pesach u'miluxer milifnei ha-omer. Right, it might be switched. Might be switched, you look on the side. Either way, you're not allowed to eat chadash before Pesach and to even cut it before the Omer, or you're not allowed to eat chadash before the Omer and you're not allowed to cut it before Pesach. Okay. But either way, says the Gemara, Im Hishrisha Kodam La Omer, Homer Matiran, Vim La Vasurna Shiyabu Homer Haba. We know it goes by Hashrasha. Good. There is a question also that the Torah Zroim, Rav Permanchik also discusses here. That Isser of cutting it before the Omer, is that an Isser Gavra? Right? Mishum like Zera, or is an Isser in the Heftza of the wheat, that the wheat shouldn't be cut. The wheat shouldn't be cut. Meaning, is there a din that the Omer has to be first cut? Right? Is it flow from the Omer, or does it flow from the other wheat? He has that question. Okay, Tana. Kusmin. So all these five. So how we usually translate these five, Chitin are wheat, Sarin is barley, Kusmin is spelt, Shiboles is Shulel are oats, and Shifon is rye. Those are the five, how they're usually translated. So the Gemara quotes a couple of words. Tana Kusmin, min Chitin. Shibola Shulel, Vishifon, min Saorin. Kusmin, Gulba. Shifon, Dishra. Shibola Shulel, Shibolitala. Okay, other words. So Gemara says, Hani in Oriz V'duchen Lo, right? These are included, but if it's not on the list, like rice and millet, right? Those are not included, right? Rice and millet are not one of the five grains, right? That's why, as the Gemara in Brachas discusses, right? Lamaisa, lamaisa, right? We don't make a alamichya. We might say a mazonos on rice, but not an alamichya. So Manani Mili, how do we know that it's only these five? Amrei Shlakish Asya Lechem Lechem Imatza. It says here, by the mitzvah of challah, when you eat from the lechem of the aretz, v'ksiv hasam, and it says by Pesach, lechem oni. So we compare challah to Pesach. V'hasam gufa minalan, and how do you know from there? Amr ishlachash v'chein tanda v'ebri ishmal, v'chein tanda d'vei, Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov, amakra, lo sochal alav chameitz, shivas yomim, tochal alav matzos lechem oni, dvarim habaim lidei chimutz, adam yosef b'hen idei chavasa v'pesach. Only items that can become chametz physically, those are the ones that you could use for your mitzvah of matzah. Yatsu elu, but rice and millet, she'ein ban l'dei chimutz l'dei sirchon. Right? They don't come to chimutz, they come to some other chemical process called sirchon, not chimutz, and therefore you cannot use them for matzah, and you do not violate on Pesach, and it's not chayiv and challah, and you don't need the omer to matir them. All of those. There is, if you remember, there is a sheet of the Tanaim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I think, that says that no, rice is. Rice is considered. Rice you can use for matzah, and rice you can use for, you have to make a mazonos, and you have to wash, and all of them. So what's that issue? He doesn't hold this? So that's the Yerushalmi's question. The Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi. Where is the Ramban? The first Ramban in Elu Trefus, right, in Chulin, right? The Ramban there discusses, right? Why does he talk about it there? Because the question there is, machlok is a trefa chaya, trefa enachaya. Right, so Ramban there discusses, how could there be a machlokas about that metzius? Whether a trefa is going to live a certain amount of time or not. Right, so says the Ramban, masha nechluku chachme yisrael betrefa, imi chaya o enachaya, tamua! Heichlo, we had a discussion of this a couple of years ago. Heichlo batku adavar benisyonos harbe. Right, how did they check? Efsha shekimu min atrefos shem alacho moshe misinai pam achar pam umatzu shalohi miskaimo shnei masar chodesh v'yafalpikin v'chulu. And he continues asking this issue. You know, most machlokas and mitzias you could somehow explain, but here it's like, do they die or do they not die? And he quotes the Yerushalmi from Maseches Trumos. He quotes the Yerushalmi in Trumos. Gabi kshos v'nimsei smara. Right, certain types of vegetables, and it comes out that they were bitter. Boy, bun Levi, v'chi bedaver she'efsher lamod alav chachamin pligin. If you could do a scientific test, can there be a machlokas about that amongst the rabbis? They'll do the test. How can there be a machlokas? So we might add, in our case, how can there be a machlokas whether it's chimitz or sirchon? Right, do the test and see if it's machametz or see if it's masriach. Ella. Be'ikar b'dikasa pligin. No, they did the test. And there was a machlokes amongst the chemists. What happened? They're looking at the same thing. And one of them calls this chimotz, and one of them calls this sirchon. One of them calls this, you know, kashus, and one of them calls it mara. V'nafki minei l'safi drusa. And some of them say, yeah, this animal, this animal died from this shreifa. And the other person says, no, it was from something. You could have different interpretation of certain events like that also. So that's how there could be a machlokas about that as well. Okay, a lot more there, but let's continue. Umistarfim zemzeh, and they can be mitstarif to each other, all of these grains. Tana, hatvua, vakamachim, babatekos. Tvua, when you have the kernels themselves, and flour, and the dough, mitstarfim zemzeh. They could all be mitstarif to each other, the mahilchasa, for what? Amrav kahana le'inyin chadash. Lidin Chadash, meaning the Isser of Chadash. They're all mitzarev to each other. Eating Chadash before this man. Rav Yosef Amar, Lidin Chamez Pesach. Right? They're all mitzarev to each other. Rav Papa Amar, Lidin Meiser Sheni. Di Ochel Lechutz Lachom Eloki. Right? There's an Isser of Meiser Sheni. Eating Meiser Sheni. There are many Averis eating Meiser Sheni outside. Dagon, Tirosh, Yitzar. Right, they're all mitzdarif. Rava Amar lenin Tumas Ochlin. Regarding Tumas Ochlin, they're mitzdarif. Right, remember we need the shear for Tumas Ochlin. Machlokes Rishonim, whether you need a shear to become Tame Tumas Ochlin. But everybody agrees to be mitame others with Tumas Ochlin, it has to be kibetza. So, lenin Tumas Ochlin, Falkamash Malan, and what's the chiddush of this? The tvua ukamachin dum yidabatekos. The tvua and the kamachin, the flour and the kernels, are similar to the dough. Mahasam. And that's why you put it all together in this statement. Mahasam ochle be'ene, just like over there, you only take the edible parts, you exclude the husks and the bran. So afachanami ochle be'ene, what's only mitzari for the edible parts. That's why you compare the dough and the bran, the flour and the kernels. So the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Vahatanya, Rashi says, Benichusa, and we prove it from the following braisa. Chita ben klufa ben she'ena klufa mitztarefes, wheat, even if it's ena klufa, it's mitztarif, because we assume that the peel, the outside of the wheat, is edible, and that's why it's mitztarif. Seora, klufa mitztarefes, she'ena klufa ena mitztarefes. Right, as Rashi explains here, because the outside of a seora is not edible, and that's the chiluk between chitim and seora, and it proves they only go by the edible parts. Period. And is that really true? V'hatana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael, al kol zera zeirua asher yizareya, kiderach, that's talking about the hechsher l'kabal tuma, kiderach shebnei adam, motzi and lizria. Right? It goes by whatever people are motzi to zoreya. Chita beklipasa, usa'ora beklipasa, v'yadashim beklipasan. So you see the shear for, right, tumas ochlin is even, you know, with the peels, with the outside. Lokasha balachas habayaveshus. It depends if it's moist or not. Moist is edible. Dry is not edible. Period. V'yasurin b'chadash b'lefdei ha-pesach. And chadash, it's all mitztarif tub. Or the Mishnah said, right, all of these five grains are usur before Pesach or before the Omer, whatever girsa you have. Minani mili amrei shlokish asya lechem lechem imatzah. So gzera shava for matzah. That's how you know all the five grains are included. V'lekzel lefdei ha-omer minani mili amrei Rabbi Yochanan asya reishas reishas mechala. So you learn it from chala. That's how these five grains, that is usur to be kotzer. My kodem la-omer. So what does it mean, kodem la-omer? What has to be done? Rashi. What has to happen regarding the Omer? So, Rabbi Yona Omer Kodem, Kitzira Sa'omer. Before the Kitzira Sa'omer. Once it's cut, it's mutter, right? B'sheheir Mizrach. We had a machlokas on Morom about this earlier. Now it's a machlokas Tanam. Remember, we had Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So the first day here, Rabbi Yona says, before Kitzira Sa'omer. And right after it's cut, even before it's brought, it's already mutter machila, because really heir mizrach is matir. Rabbi Yossi bar Zavda Amar kodem hava asa omer. No, after the hava, right? The omer is matir. You need the actual carbon brought. Period. Tanan says the Mishnah, our Mishnah, asurim b'chadosh l'vnei ha-pesav v'lekso l'vnei ha-omer. Right? We have a different statement regarding the eating and the cutting. So bishlam alaman da amar kodem hava asa omer. If you say the hava, so hainu delo ka'arev lehu v'tani lehu. That's what you understand. The cutting is before Pesach, and the eating is before the omer. You say it separately. El alaman da amar kodem ketsira sa omer l'rvinu v'lesdinu. Asurim b'chadosh v'lekso l'vnei ha-pesav. Just put it all together. Right, so why do you separate it into two statements? So Ela Imara Seifa Itmar. So maybe it's just referring to the Seifa. Imishrishu kodem la omer ha omer matiran. The machlokis is about that. If it was mashrish kodem la omer, so my kodem omer, when does the hashrasha have to take place? Not the achila. That's what the machlokas is about. And there, Rabbi Yonah Omer Kodem Avasa Omer, Rabbi Yosef Razavda Omer Kodem Kitziras HaOmer, and that is the, and there's a question about the girsa there too. Do you switch the girsos? Rashi goes into it. Either way, we'll have to pick up with that next time. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored. Today's shiur was dedicated in memory of Rav Chaim Yechiel Ben Yaakov Rutman, Hashem Yikom Damo, whose yard site is this week. Okay, we'll stop here. That's the next stop. We'll be put up in the last cycle, and then we will pick up.